Thursday, September 6th, 2007.
Jake.
That what? Machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Elazar. That according to the way the Rabbeinu Yonah is learning, right? That Rav holds that that you have to say Melech HaMishpat, Melech HaKadosh, and Melech HaMishpat, right? And Rabbi Elazar is saying that you have a choice. You have a choice. That's the way Rabbeinu Yonah learns. They have a choice. Kefi Ritzono. Right? Kefi Ritzono. You can say, this is by Hakel HaKadosh. You can say Hamel HaKadosh or Hakel HaKadosh. Depending on what? I don't know, depending on what.
Ritzono.
Mashma that what? Mashma. What would you say if a guy forgot? He just said Hakel HaKadosh.
Or was it his Ratzon?
What? Good question, right? Is that his Ratzon? Was it his Ratzon say Hakel HaKadosh?
Wouldn't the answer that depend on your Svarah?
Everything depends on your Svarah. just in terms of linguistically. I mean, is that Kefi Ratzono? Pashtus is not. I mean,
right, he forgot.
He didn't
will it.
It's unconscious.
It wasn't his will to say this one. But that sounds crazy. I mean, if you don't do the one is good. Right?
Right.
I'm just trying to say, what it sounds like, it shouldn't be good because that's not his ratzon, but if he says either one is okay, what's the difference? Yeah. Right?
I mean, there might just be different ways of saying a particular idea that might be different than a regular idea all year round. Doesn't necessarily have to be the same idea just because it's the same manifestation.
Okay, that's too abstract. I don't know what you're talking about. Not the idea is necessarily too abstract. The explanation is too abstract. Yeah.
I'm not saying a specific abstract.
Okay. You're saying in general that what? In general, you
it's
could
not
say
hard
something.
To understand that if you say something, you have to have a particular meaning behind it. So
correct.
Here, if you're not saying it according to your Ratzono, then you're not doing it according to that necessary.
Okay,
meaning.
Good. So you're saying Hakel HaKadosh. When he says you can say Hakel HaKadosh, he's saying you have to say it in a certain way.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah.
If you say that, basically, I mean, I think that there's two ways of designating something. Right? Two ways something can be designated. One is a person like actively designates it, or it's something designated for him. Right?
So like on Shabbos.
Like on Shabbos, right? Like, Shabbos is designated for you.
I don't have to take my fork and say, this is a fork for Shabbos. But if I want to use a rock as a paperweight, I have to designate it.
Right. So there's an active designation, which in order for something to be active, for you to designate, you have to have an option, right, for it to designate. It could either be a rock, right, or it could be a fork, right? But you have to have that option. So
it could be a rock or a paperweight.
Right. But you have to designate it as either one, right? I mean, it's your ability to have that choice. It's already willed for you, right? It was designated for you, right? This thing is X because it is X. So you can view the Aseret Me'etshuva in two different. I mean, the Aseret Me'etshuva in two different ways, right? You could say that I'm either the day is designated because it's between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Therefore, right? You have to say Hamelach Kadosh, right? You have to say Hamelach Mishpat because it is the time where our Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina is, Shofin and whatever it is. Or you could say no, you have to go ahead and designate it, right? And therefore you have the option, the Ritzono of saying it's either Kel. Kadosh or Kelim, whatever.
If you say that you have the option of designating it, I mean, isn't it supposed to have the designation?
I mean, you could say something's
supposed to have designation.
But
now you're failing.
I mean, you could say something's supposed to have it, but it's your job to do it.
I mean, well then you should go and daven again and do it and do it right.
I mean, it's
okay. Let's try to tackle it head on here for a minute. I just wanted to bring to light that strange result, but. Let's try to understand why do we... The original question we asked, why do we say Hakel normally, and why do we switch to Hamelach? And why does Rabbi Elazar say either one is good? Okay, so some people had some ideas here. So you have... This is in the first three brachos. So first three brachos is Shevach. Right? First three brachos are Shevach. So first you have Avos, Kavuros and Kedushas Hashem. Right? Yeah. I don't know if anybody remembers when we did in the Kuzari, so he goes through the first three brachos. So he mentions over there an interesting thing. He says that the last bracha of Kedushas Hashem is really, what are we expressing in Kedushas Hashem? What are we expressing in Kedusha? Kedusha means what?
The God is unique.
Separate, right, unique. So, in that sense, what does it mean? It means it's a recognition that God's existence is unlike anything else that we know of. Right? That's Kedusha. That's Kedusha. So it's a deep metaphysical idea. So the Kuzari says that's really the idea that the philosophers have of God. He says, but we can't start with that bracha. Because the philosophers don't believe in Hashgacha. So if you would start with that bracha, you know, you seem to be saying that it would be appropriate to say to start with that bracha. Because that's the highest level, those are the highest ideas of Hashem. To recognize that he's nivdal, completely separate. But he says we have to start out with Hashgacha, that's Avos, and you know, the bris Avos and the Hashgacha in this world, that's Gevuros. And then we get to Kedusha Hashem. So you don't have a misimpression, you don't have the wrong impression while you're saying Kedusha Hashem. Right? But Kedusha Hashem is really deals with those ideas.
Just one side thing. We were wondering just in general why you say Hakel HaKadosh instead of just saying HaKadosh. Like why do you, if the Baruch is about Kedusha Hashem, why don't you just mention God's Kedusha and not mention Kael, right? Kael is an idea of Hashgacha, right?
If you look at the other two brachos beforehand, there's no additional, it's, you know, Magen Avraham or Mechayim making this one idea. Here you have a further classification using Hakel. You know?
Right. That's a good question. That's like the Rabbi Yechiel's question, and why are we chosen with Melech?
Yeah.
You don't need Malchus anymore. It's a good question. Hakel goes. Why do I say Rosh Hashem Hakadosh? Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh.
Right.
It's a good question.
I mean, we're thinking that just a general principle is that you only can know God through His Hashgacha, through His actions anyway, right? So it seems like it would be inappropriate to be chosim with just a reference to God, as if that's an entity that you're knowing. You know what I mean? It has to be through God's Hashgacha, and then that seems to lay the groundwork for saying now that during a period where God's Hashgacha is different, now you have to reflect that in your, you know, by saying HaMelech or something like that. But in other words, there has to be Kedushas Hashem through the recognition of Hashgacha.
I mean, I think it makes a lot of sense, but then you don't need the Kuzari's answer for why it's that there are bracha. Then it could be...
No, it still is appropriate, because his question was, why don't you start with Kedushas Hashem?
Okay, so 1 second. So why is Hakel, more appropriate, the appropriate choice? Why is Hakel the appropriate choice?
During the year? Because it's a more general type of Hashgacha that you're recognizing God's separation.
No, I don't think we answered that question. We didn't answer it, because Melech does seem to be appropriate throughout the rest of the year also.
Well, see, I think that, yeah.
If Melech is directly referring to the fact mean by Hakel and the Tour, right, so, not to say that God shuts out at the time, right, but the way we view it is, right, I mean, he's Shofet now, and Melech is pretty much directly referring to his, you know, judgment and ruling and rules that he puts upon people. Therefore, it's only for really for his made tshuva, and you're referring to him as a, you know, Melech who's a shofet. And Kael is more of this general master of the universe kind of idea.
Correct.
That he's, it's more
right. See, Kael is more appropriate during the rest of the year because it doesn't reference us. It's not really a reference. It's not really putting us in there. It's just in terms of the recognition of God. This is the bracha of Kedusha. Kedusha Hashem is not a bracha. It's really, the focus should be on God. Hakel HaKadosh is saying he's the power that is completely separate. It's nothing to do with us. It's just, we are just in recognition of this. We're just in awe of this. You understand? That's the appropriate place. That's really what should be done in Kedushas Hashem. Just to be Mekadosh Hashem. Okay. Now, why do we change it during the Seres Tamei Tshuva? Why do we change it during the Seres Tamei Tshuva? It's interesting. So Rashi says, L'pisha b'yom malalu humare malchuso lishvot es ha'olam. Right? What do you think? So what type of a change is that? I mean, you have changes. Normally you have a change. You know, you express Kedushas Hayom, Shabbos, Yom Tov. I mean, what type of a change is this? What type of a change is this? It's not a Kedushas Hayom. I mean, Seres Tamei Tshuva don't really have Kedushas Hayom. Yeah. But I think it has to do with the principle that tefillah is also based on the perspective of the mispalel. There could be things that are true and that the mispalel can't necessarily say. You know what I'm talking about? There's a Gemara like that. Gemara says, in the end of Yuma, Gemara says that Daniel didn't say Nora. Yirmiyahu didn't say Nora.
Right.
And Daniel didn't say Gadol. Because he says, I don't see the Mikdash is being destroyed, and how can we say Nora? The children are being enslaved, how can you say Gadol? Until Anshei Knesset Gadol came back, and they reinstituted this. And no, that is the Nora and the Gadol, that they had to reinterpret how you could say it. Gemara says, but how could you not say it? Moshe said it. He says, because we can't say something if it's not true. We don't see it as true. Can't say it. So, in a similar sense, it would seem that because God is Mara, like Rashi says, during this time, Lefi Shaviyam Malaluhu Mara Lachusa Lishbotis Olam, that's why we are in a different framework now. We have a different perspective. During the rest of the year, it would seem you don't have a right to say that. You don't have a right to enter in an idea of of Melech into the Bracha of Kedushas Hashem. But this is not a change of this is not a change of Me'ena Ma'ora. It's different. It's the Gavra is different. It's not a change that reflects a change in the day. It's not a different Lashon to reflect a different day. It's because of the Aseres Tamei Tshuva, we are in a different, every person perceives God in a different way, in a certain way now. Now we're focused on Mishpat. So that's why the Gemara is saying over here that now it's appropriate to use the term Melech, even in the Bracha of Kedushas Hashem. Even in the Bracha of Kedushas Hashem. Because it's true that Kedushas Hashem is in terms of God. It's not really a Bracha, it's not really a Shevach in terms of Hashkacha or Bris, like the first two brachos, but it's an interesting idea. He's saying that since that's our preoccupation now, and that's how we perceive God foremost, right at this moment, we use a term. It's appropriate to Kedusha because Melech is still appropriate, but it brings to mind to ourselves, it brings to mind the idea of our perception of God during this period of time. It's hard for me to get any further than that. It's something that has to be thought about further. But it's an interesting that's what it seems like we're saying over here. That it's normally you wouldn't do it because you don't have a right to do it normally. So I would say if you did it, I know that's what I'm talking about. If you say Melech HaKadosh during the year, do you have to go back? But it would seem it's not appropriate during the rest of the year because it is a term that brings us, so to speak, it's a term of relationship, right? Not necessarily, because you say there's a Melech before the world, Melech after the world, But that's why you're choosing it. I mean, you can't really choose a word that completely is reflects our needs, but because that would be inappropriate to the Ruach of Kedusha. But we can't completely, all of our views now are somewhat seen through this period of time. And once God is Mara Malchusa Lishpotas Olam, even the words by Kedushas Hashem we choose to reflect that idea. Okay. Yeah.
So why then, according to Rav, would you say that you're not Yotze if you don't say Hanav HaKadosh? Wouldn't it seem sufficient then to still say Hakel HaKadosh? Just because, I mean, I could understand that you would say that you wouldn't be Yotze if you said Hamel HaKadosh during the rest of the year. That would make sense. But what about just saying Hakel HaKadosh during this year? You may shoot.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, you're going to say Kedushas Hashem. You're going to get to that bracha, right? So you have to say something. So now, since this is your perspective at this time, if you don't do the most appropriate form of it, so then your engagement in whatever this bracha is supposed to do for you is flawed. It's wrong.
What kind of tool is that though? Because don't we have the general principle of Matea that as long as you preserve the inyan of the bracha and the shem and the malchus, then you're yote. So like if you said,
yeah, that would seem to be the Ravitz shita. The Ravitz says you're really yotze, even though it says lo yotze. Well, it doesn't say lo yotze. It says yotze for Elazar. The implication is lo yotze for Rav, right?
Right.
He says it's not kitikuno. It's not the best way. I mean, I guess it would be a question of does the shinoi of the shame from Hakel to Hamelech. Does it have a what type of a change does it have? It's not just a shame. It's not just that you have to have a shame before a kadosh.
Right.
And they said it would seem so. It would seem you have to be cognizant
right.
at this time. You have to be cognizant of the fact. There has to be a reality to you. Just like it wasn't a reality to Yirmiyahu, no Ra'os Hashem, and he couldn't say it. This has to be a reality to you now, and you must say it.
Is that halacha in just in terms of the entity of bracha that you're producing, or does that go all the way back to your being only l'fnei Hashem? The fact that it'd be a lack in your actual ma'aseh tefillah, like if you didn't have this.
No, it has to do with the bracha that we're misakin over here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I would say. It has to do with how they were misakin the bracha. But if they're misaking this change, and it has a real change, you know. I mean, the Ravid is difficult. The Ravid is saying, because everybody agrees there's a change over here, and it's not just the Gemara just make it up. I mean, they really hold this is the Matbeya for this week. So, but he holds that what the Bidyeved, it's just he holds that you can't really say in this bracha that you can change the overall character of the bracha.
It's one word.
So it's always Kedushas Hashem. Did you fulfill Kedushas Hashem? Yes. But did you fulfill it in the best way for the Yamim Nerayim? No. But that's not a new. This is not a Me'ina Ma'or over here. You know what I'm saying? If it was a Me'ina Ma'or, so you'd say, you missed the Tefillah of the day. But since it's just Kedushas Hashem, and they want to bring to mind another idea, so you'll just still Yotze. That's what the Ravid seems to hold. But he's like a Das Yachid, frankly. I mean, everybody else seems to hold that once you change, once they're changing Hamelech.
Because it's a critical component of the whole Kedushas Hashem. I mean, it almost change the
you know.
No. Oh, yeah. Of course.
Why can't even know if Mishpat already stuck on it? I mean, what's the contradiction?
Well, we'll wait till we get to it. We'll wait for the Mishpat part. Now, let's take Rabbi Lazar. Let's just see if we can see Rabbi Lazar.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is Rabbi Lazar? He says that what?
Either or.
That Hakel is good. Hakel is good because... Did you ask anything, Rami?
I just want to ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it actually be more appropriate in light of the fact that the first two brachos talk of are relating to Hashgachas Hashem that Hamelach would be applicable there more so than the third bracha where we speak of God's nature?
Yeah, but that's exactly the point, that during this week, we already have it, that's pasha in the first two brachos, but during this week, during these 10 days, it's every even the aspect of Kedushas Hashem has to reflect Malchus.
Oh,
you mean it already is? It already is reflected in there.
Yeah,
Melech Hosei Hashem. Again, you already have.
Something is not in the cartoon.
That's true. That's true. But you can't put it in the over here. You put it in the Chasima. Why do you put it in the Chasima? Because you're not really changing the whole. I'm trying to say it's an allusion to this idea. It's an allusion because if you change the bracha too much, then you destroy the whole bracha of Kedushas Hashem. It's a delicate point. You can't say Ata Melech VeKadosh.
That was the difficulty we were having because I thought the Chasima has to express the essence of the bracha, and therefore if it's a different Chasima, then that would indicate that it's a different Indian bracha or something like that. But you're saying it's just an illusion.
No, but Melech is not. No, what I'm trying to say is that it's an illusion. Correct. It's an illusion. It's not changing the character of the whole bracha. It's not changing the character of Kedushas Hashem into a bracha of Malchios.
Even though it's not changing the character of the bracha, you still need a certain heter to change the lashon of the bracha.
That's right.
So does that heter stem from a certain matir of the yom? Or if you're going through a certain heavy process of tshuva any time during the year, you have that.
No, it's only these 10 days because we say dirsho shem b'yimotzo. These 10 days are considered a special zman, especially since Hashem is Yoshi b'din from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippurim. That's a separate zman of din, and that's what Rashi says. He's mara machuso lishbot es olam. Okay. So what does Rabbi Lazar hold? So he says you can say Akel HaKadosh. Why? Because since it says Ve'yig V'Hashem Tzvakos B'Mishpah Ve'Akel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzdaka, and when is that? That's during Aseres Yemei Teshuva. So you can say Akel HaKadosh. Yeah, what are you
saying? So I was thinking that as along borrowing some of the ideas already mentioned that they're not arguing about what the kind like the philosophy involved in the Aseres Yemei Teshuva is, because there's no argument. One says Hamal, the other says you should say Elkei. Like they're not arguing over what the change should be towards. The question is just what's the structure of that change in terms of what it does to what we normally say, right? So maybe you could say that when the Torah had the theme of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, so it had to address the question we're grappling with. Like it didn't create a Kedushas Hayom. There's no Mitzvah Malacha. There's no real din in the Yom. But the question is, did it at the same? Even though it's true it didn't take the normal change of creating, let's say, an actual Mikra Kodesh or whatever else, was it Koveya Azman, in which case the appropriate thing to say would be Hamelcha Kodesh, and if you don't, you're saying the wrong tefillah for the wrong Zman, or it simply removed the block that you have the rest of the year to say Hamelach, right? Because normally you can't say Hamelach if you don't have this state, Darshu Hashem B'Himatzo, right? But now that you're in that, so that's totally appropriate, but it doesn't make Hakel any less appropriate, the fact that you could also do Hamelach, right? The only reason you couldn't do Hamelach...
But he's saying Hakel is only appropriate because of this Pasuk. He's saying that Hakel is appropriate because of this Pasuk. Vayig v'Hashem tzedakos b'mishpat, v'Hakel ha-kadosh nikdash b'tzedakah. Amosai, vayig v'Hashem tzedakos b'mishpat, elo aser yom shemir shon v'yadik b'vorm. V'koma Hakel ha-kadosh. He's saying it's only appropriate. He's saying really you have to make reference to this idea of mishpat, right? He's agreeing that you have to make reference to the idea of mishpat in every aspect of the tefillah. We have to make reference even in the shevach of kedushas Hashem. We have to make reference to the idea of mishpat. Okay, we can't change the character of the bracha, but we have to make reference to. We have to use a shem that has a reference to mishpat.
You just say you could frame things in different ways. I mean, like you were saying before, you have to have a certain framework of mind.
Right.
So however you want to accomplish that, do it. So
but how does Hakel HaKadosh do it?
So saying through the pasuk. I mean, by the fact that over here during this time, it also refers to Mishpat, right? And therefore, I can go ahead and say it also. I mean, you
but it's difficult. It's the same exact Hakel HaKadosh. The whole. I mean, it's the same Hakel HaKadosh. What do you mean, Amosai? Amosai. Is what? Oh, it's the same
right,
words.
If
Akela
you
don't
want to take that logic that Akel means that, then why can't I say Hamelach the rest of the time also? Because if it really means that idea,
it's true. So that's what we were trying. We were starting to work on this the other day. That what does it mean? Akel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzdaka, right? That's what Rashi was trying. What we were trying to work on with Rashi. The Akel. It's two steps. Vayigva Hashem Tzvakos B'Mishpat, right? And then Akel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzdaka. So what are the two steps? What are the two steps? So it would seem like this. It would seem like this. That Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos Bamishpat, that's Maisei Hashem. When God is a shofate, then when God is a shofate, His name is elevated. Okay? It brings about a certain recognition in terms of Maisei Hashem. Everybody is aware of that. People become aware of that, and that's a Kiddush Hashem. The Krovei HaKadosh. When God does Mishpat, it's a Kiddush Hashem. Okay? But that's Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos Ba Mishpat. Okay, that means in the Maisa of Mishpat, there's a certain recognition that's brought to the world in terms of Maisa Hashem. But HaKel HaKadosh Mikdash Mitztaka, that seems to be a different idea. That, like Rashi, V'Hanisharim, that afterwards, HaKel HaKadosh, meaning to say, There's an idea. We say that there's an idea of kedusha, and kedusha means separate, right? So that's the problem. I mean, separate is very nice, but what kind of an idea is that? What kind of a knowledge of God do you have? What kind of a knowledge of God is that? Just separate. That's like the people say. Well, if everything is negative knowledge, like that, right? Ram mentions. The Karmi mentions questions. If everything is negative, so then everybody's the same, right? If all we have is negative knowledge of God, so then everything's the same. Everybody's the same. The fool who doesn't know anything, and the chacham who says I can't know anything. They both know the same thing, right? But I think what the pasuk is saying is like this: that once a chacham sees Maisei Hashem of Mishpat, then it reflects back on the Kedushas Hashem. And he understands the Kedushas Hashem in a different way. Okay?
We're thinking that that's what the Master Vichu was getting at when he said that that he's Melech Al HaMishpat.
He's Melech Al HaMishpat.
I mean, it seems like you, the only being who can exact Mishpat from the creations is someone who has the supreme being. So someone
right.
Has the independent existence and everything else depends on.
You know, so in other words, there's an awe of the Maisei Hashem. Right?
The only way you can see.
There's an awe of the Maisei Hashem, but then you reflect back and say, well, what kind of a being is capable of doing such a thing? You realize now a higher degree of Kedusha. How different this is. But that's, I think Albo has something like that in the end of the second Maimer. That in order to know negative knowledge, you have to be a chacham, because you have to see Maisei Hashem first, and then go back and see that in terms of God, we don't mean like chachma. You see chachmas Hashem, so he says in terms of a person has to acquire knowledge. So whenever you see chachma, it's always a positive and a negative, because you say there's great chachma here, but it wasn't here before because it had to be acquired, right? So he says, in terms of God, that would go back into the negative already. That we're saying chachma, we see the chachma, but not like a person. Because a person has to acquire the chachma. You know what I mean? So you see the Maisei Hashem, that's one step, but then the second step is to realize that how great this is, it's nothing like we know of. It's not Mishpat executed in the way that we really, that we understand. It's beyond our ability.
How is that expressed in the second half of the pasuk?
That's HaKel HaKadosh Nikdash Bitztaka. That after, that's what Rashi says, the Nisharim. The Nisharim can reflect now. It's not in the process. It's not Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos Ba Mishpat. That's in the Maisa of Mishpat. There's an impact. Then HaKel HaKadosh means it reflects back on Kedushas Hashem. After you see the Maisei Hashem, in terms of every Maisei Hashem, it can reflect back onto Kedushas Hashem.
So can you just explain again the different reflection, like what exactly you're perceiving when?
Yeah. So when you're perceiving the Mishpat, you're in awe of the actual prosecution of justice.
And that just makes you realize God.
That there is a shofet of tremendous ability. Okay, that there is, that God is directing mishpat on this world. Like if you see chokmah, if you see the chokmah and the bria, you're astounded at the level of chokmah that's in creation. Okay? So over here, you're astounded to the degree of mishpat that's executed. Mishpat is so perfect. You see, mishpat is very perfect. But then, that's still Maaseh Hashem, but then you can reflect back on Akela Kadosh Nikdash Bitstaka. Now if you reflect on the source, see, first you're reflecting on the actions. Right? That's Vayigbar Hashem Tzvakos B'Mishpat. But then Akela Kadosh Nikdash Bitstaka is a reflection back on the source.
It's a conclusion.
And you see, that's only not everybody's capable of that.
It's a higher level.
That's a much higher level.
When you want to say Akela Kadosh?
Ah. So that's what Rabbi Lazar holds. He holds Virtsono means depending on your Madrega. That's my opinion. He says, if you can reflect the idea of Mishpat through Kedushas Hashem, then you should do that too. Then you should do that. It's not Kirtsono according to his whim. And that's why I think if the guy made it by mistake, he wouldn't be Yotze. He has to be cognizant of the Kedushas Hashem. He doesn't want to change the bracha. In other words, Rabbi Lozes has a very interesting idea. He says the bracha should not be changed. Right? So if you can interpret Hakel HaKadosh during this, but during this week, we have the problem that Humar Machuso Lishbot Asa Olam, and we have to be cognizant and we have to express the idea of Hashem as a shofet, and that's Malchus. But since this is the bracha of Kedushas Hashem, Rabbi Lezer held the best way, if you can, is if you're on the level of Akel HaKadosh Nikdash Bitstaka, that you can have a kavana of Kedushas Hashem, that if you can have the kavana of the ideas of Kedushas Hashem that Mishpat brings you to, then you should say Akel HaKadosh. But if not, you should say Amel HaKadosh. Yeah.
So during the year when you say Akel HaKadosh, then...
That's not specialized. It's not specialized. It's just in general. It's not...
That's not
a
reference to the...
It's not a reference to Akel HaKadosh Nikdash Mitzvah. Yeah. Kael Racham... Yeah.
What's the Yotze? Meaning, excuse me saying I don't know. Even if you say that, you'd be Yotze. Right? So it should be the other way around. You
why is it take the lust of Yotze? I know the Ron is involved with that lust too. I mean,
right.
Why is he say... I mean, that's a problem in general, because he should say lechatchila. He should say you're the one. But they say the Rabbeinu Yonah says the only reason he says Yotze is to teach you that Rav held you not Yotze, right? That's the only reason he says Yotze.
You still reverse the Rasha, you know.
That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Then he says that the only reason he says Yotze is to teach you that Rav held you not Yotze. But you're right. According to him, it shouldn't be that way. He was just saying it to show you the difference between him and Rav. But in terms of the idea, it's completely different. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be according to that then that according to Rabbi Elazar, if you say Amel HaKadosh, that'd be more of a b'di'evet thing. So saying, why shouldn't his lashon be like, yeah, lechachila, your yotzei, if you say.
But you can't say that because that would be. I'm saying by saying there are two forms, and that's the answer to the question that we had at the beginning. How could there be two forms? I mean. What's the form of the bracha? So the form of the bracha is Kedushas Hashem with the acknowledgement of Mishpat. Now there's two ways you could do it. You could do it if you're capable of understanding the idea of Hakel HaKadosh Nikdash Bitstaka, then you can do it with the regular lashon.
He maintains that was in the Menashe Mitzvot said Rav they allowed for this possibility.
It would have to be. It would seem so. That's a good question. I don't. It would seem so. Because saying lechatchila could be the way.
So this concept of keeping the bracha intact,
I mean, it seems kind of like, you know, in the same op-ed, it seems kind of an interesting, I don't think I understand that completely. Like, what is the benefit? Because you're referencing more, and so he's able to do reference more, he's going to keep the same specific idea for Mishpat intact here, and that's why it's better. Like, you seem to say, like...
It's better because it's a truer in terms of the bracha of Kedushas Hashem. It's not entering in any shame that carries with it its own connotation.
Okay.
But
what about Rav? Like, what would you?
So what's the machlokas? That's a difficult question. What's the machlokas?
I don't understand what you're saying. You have to understand the levels. Let's come back to that.
I mean, Rav might have held that there has to be one and that's it. Can't be a choice. I don't know. It's a good question.
I mean, he understood the pasuk the same way, though. I mean, he understood the question of Sukkot was the same. You can see he understood it differently. He didn't understand it was a two-level thing. He read the pasuk the opposite way.
Could be. It's hard to know what Rav held. It's hard to know what Rav's retort would be to Rabbi Elazar. That's hard to know. I'm really just trying to explain Rabbi Elazar mainly. And Rav's position. What's the machlokas? Would Rav say Akel Kadosh is possible? I mean, why is he all it's not possible?
Maybe it is false for the majority of people. That's not a possibility. And so you can't just have it in this form that you can just choose. People might make mistakes. You have to have it in the halachic form.
I mean, then you can say what David was saying. Now you can go back to what David was trying to say. That really, Akel Kadosh, that they allowed Amel HaKadosh now. According to Rabbi Elazar.
Right.
But
if you're not
on the level of, right. of a Kalakadosh. And Ravel, they just were Messiah and Melchakadosh. Yeah.
But also, Ritzono seems more like arbitrary than like, just like than be like being on the level. Ritzono is like, I don't know. It just sounds like, oh, if you want to, it does.
Yeah, but to
like
have Ritzono, you have to know what you have Ritzono for. That's what I'm saying. Have Ratzon, you have to know what you have Ratzon for.
So you're saying Ratzon is just...
Ratzon means a guy, a person has to be cognizant of the idea that Hakel HaKadosh is good because of the pasuk of Yigbar Hashem Tzvokas Mishra Hakel HaKadosh Mishra Hashem Tzvokas.
Does that answer your original question before you're saying?
So it's not just, it's not just Ratzon. It's not just, I'm a lazy guy, I don't want to have to think about things, so I'll do Hakel HaKadosh all the time. Make my life simple.
Would you say that Rabbi Elazar says that it's, I mean, a possibility for a majority of people? I mean,
that's why the Rif says the Hilchasa. That's why the Gemara works out very well, according to the Rif. All the Gemara has to say is Hilchasa that we do Hamelech HaKadosh. Meaning we exclude Rabbi Elazar who holds there are choices. Once the Gemara paskins Hilchasa Hamelech HaKadosh, that's the matbea. Those Rabbi Elazar held there was no new matbea. That they didn't make a new matbea, right? So once the Gemara says we paskin like Rav, who holds there is a matbea of Hamelech, that's why the Rif says now we know if you don't say it, you have to be closer.
Isn't that just kind of factual though? Whether there was a matbea established or there wasn't.
I mean, a lot of my folks, and you can raise that question on. But we can't decide. That we can't figure out. But we can try to understand the two ideas of whether they're of what Hamelech HaKadosh is doing and why Akel HaKadosh, according to Rabbi Elazar, would function as well.
Right.
I mean, maybe Rav held you right that it has to be an explicit expression. It's not enough to have an allusion to it. Maybe he holds not enough to have an allusion in your mind. It has to be an expression bepeh. Could be Rav held. It has to be bepeh. Yeah, right. Change your mind? Okay.
Is it possible, according to Rabbi Elazar, if you said a Kel HaKadosh without having it in mind, that you'd be Yosei anyways just because it's the same surah?
I don't think so. My opinion is no. I mean, you're not going to find anyone asking that question because we don't like Rabbi Elazar. Those kinds of questions don't get asked. But that's my opinion. The way I'm learning Ritzono, that L'chadchili have a choice, I would say no. I would say you would not be Yosei.
Because you usually don't find something like that. Like, it depends on the Kavanah.
That's true. It's very true. It depends on your Kavanah.
Really, is it a choice, or
Wait,
is
what,
it...
What's true?
That I'm saying, if you don't choose Akel HaKadosh consciously, with the idea behind it, you're not going to be able to. Yeah.
Is it a choice, or is it that if you are one of those people that has that of one understanding, then you have one formulation open.
Because
to you.
The point is, I mean, you have to express the idea that Hashem is Mar Malchuso Lishvotas Olam. You have to express that idea. Rabbi Loza is only saying that you can express it through Hakel Kadosh if you're because of this idea, but it would seem you have to be conscious of that idea.
So the guy who doesn't know Bir HaMilos throughout the rest of the year in his Yotze just wouldn't be able to...
The guy doesn't understand what the words mean? Oh, you mean, could he choose that other one? Yeah, it would seem so. It would seem he would have to go with the other matbea.
Why would he even get the other matbea?
Yeah, that's right.
Why would that help him? You still have to have the recognition.
Because this matbea is only good if you have this recognition.
I'm saying the other matbea also, you still have to have a certain recognition, just a lower level of recognition. No one's saying that you don't have
it's
to
not
have
lower level. Yeah.
No, because I'm saying that stam as a text for this, as a text purely,
what
textually, for this week, it would have to be melech. It's only if you're above the text, you can take Hakel.
So what does Melch do for you? Meaning
that's Stama question. Why is the guy davening? He doesn't understand the words. I mean, that's Stama good question.
Work, right?
But I'm saying, if you say a guy can daven even though he doesn't understand the words, and he has to have a text, I mean, let's take before on chicken as like a door. So what do the guy do if he doesn't understand words? Okay, so it's a good question. So that was the problem. The problem was that they were making a lot of gimgumim. Imam says they had the languages all mixed together and they didn't know Magam game the Lusha. So they established a text. They were Misaki, and this is the text. Seems to have been maybe Kintaina. It's worse for this guy. Because before they made the text, all right, he stutters it out, but he gets out what he means. Now he doesn't even know what he's saying. That's not a good question. But once you say there's a text, I'm saying that the Al Piha text, it should be Melech during a Seder Simei Tshuva. If you go Lamaila Min Aksav, then you can stay with the Kehilat Kodesh. Alright. So what about Melech HaMishpat? What is Al Gemara's Girsa? Al Gemara's Girsa is somewhat of a smach for saying that you don't have to repeat HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat. Because our Gemara's Girsa says, what? The Rebbe Elezer Omar, Afilu Omar HaKel HaKadosh Yatza. So what does that mean? That means that they're only arguing B'dievet on HaKel HaKadosh. That's the only thing they're arguing on. That's the Rashba. The Rashba learns like that. But you could say... But they're not arguing at all on... they're only arguing L'chatchila on the... but they're not arguing at all on the other one, right? And therefore, you don't see that Rav would say that you're not Yossi B'dievet. But that's not the way. Because the only... Like Rabbein Yona says in the end, says, how do we know Rav held that L'chatchila... How do we know Rav holds B'dievet, you're not Yossi? Because Rav Lezer says, you are Yossi. Right? But that's only by Hakelika, she says that.
How do you know that? So they both hold that you are Yotze if you said it the normal...
By a Melech HaMishpat. Melech HaYisroel HaMishpat. You could learn that way, but the Rif's Girsa is not this way, right?
Right.
The Rif's Girsa is both.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Rav Loza Amar Filu Aseres Hayomish V'Marshan Le'Yom Kippurim Im Omar Hakel HaKadosh V'Hakel HaMishpat. See? So that's also interesting. He says Hakel HaMishpat. See, that was the Girsa that he stabbed. Apparently. Yotza. So that's also, that's why Rabbeinu Yona says, but if you said Melech Le'Yitzhak HaMishpat, you should still be Yotze. You should still be Yotze.
Wait. So they didn't have a Melech. What was the normal? Kehel HaMishpat?
So no one knows exactly what the normal
Girsa
was.
There's also a Girsa Ohev Sokol HaMishpat.
Where? In the Rif?
No.
In general.
Yeah.
In general, yeah. So what's this bracha now? So it's almost like an opposite of the first way, right? First way is HaKehel HaKadosh is really Kedushas Hashem. But since it's the week, since it's a period of time where Hashem is Mara, Malchuso Lishpuras Olam, so even in the idea, even in the part of Kedushas Hashem, we want to reference Malchus, right? But over here, these brachos are really bakashos, and each one ends with a maise Hashem. Rofei cholei mo Yisrael. Everything is chonei ados. Everything is not. It's not a shevach in terms of like kedushas Hashem. We take each particular and we say we're asking for this, right? Because you are, this is one of your mice that we know you are a Rofei Cholei Ma Yisrael. We ask you for this because we know you are Chonin Hadas, right? So here really it would seem it is appropriate to reference Maisei Hashem. I mean, it is, definitely. That's why we say all year long, Melech, or whatever you say, Oev Tzedakah HaMishpat. Because we're asking for Tzedakah HaMishpat, and we're saying because you are an Oev Tzedakah HaMishpat. Right? So Rav here also says, here too, it's an interesting thing. Right? That's what I'm saying, it's like the reverse. Because over there, it's Kedushas Hashem. And we want to enter in some idea of Hashgacha to us. And over here, where it's essentially Hashgacha, now we want to throw it back into an idea of God. HaMelech HaMishpat. We're talking about, because HaMelech HaMishpat is like an objective idea.
We're in the middle.
What does he say? Yeah, the Kesef Mishnah had that. That what? Hamelach HaMishpat means it's almost like a... It's almost like an attribute. It's almost like a... Like Godol, Gibor, Godol. You know what I mean? Saying this is what God is. HaMelech HaMishpat. What does it mean? HaMelech HaMishpat? He is the Melech and he is the Mishpat. I know Rashi says it just means Melech HaMishpat. But it's true. It means Melech HaMishpat. But it's trying to say they're not two. You know what I mean? It's not two. It's one. The Mishpat comes from his essence. HaMelech HaMishpat. It's not a Melech who has Mishpat. It's Melech HaMelech HaMishpat. The Melech, the Mishpat. Can't really separate the two. Yeah, so why do we do that over here? It's interesting.
Yeah, because that would be the same thing for all of God's actions, right? I mean, none of God's actions come from something that's not his essence.
Right. You don't say, right. But that's what Rabbeinu, who is it, Rabbeinu Yechiel? He was troubled with why do you say Melech at all during the whole year? Just say, Oev Tzedakah HaMishpat. None of the brachas say Melech. Because he says, if you're going to say, because you need malchus, you need shame of malchus, you don't need malchus if it's a brachas
smuchu chaver. Establishing the relationship, right? I mean, in Kel we said was separate, right?
Right.
And Melech is the only way of him connecting at all, right? So if what I mean, Kel or Yitzhak on Mishpat doesn't make a difference to us, really. He said Kel, right?
He would say nothing. He would just say Baruch Hashem, or Yitzhak on Mishpat.
Does it help us?
Just like you say Baruch Hashem, Rofei Cholei Ma
Yisrael. I don't know what Hashem is. What is that in reference to Kel and Melech? Shem Adonis, is that far away? Is that close? Is that connected to man? Is it not connected to man? What are you saying that is?
That's Hashem is Elokim is Mizrach Din and Hashem is Mizrach Din.
Saying like.
But his question is, why does it say Melech at all during the year?
Well, I'm saying it establishes the relationship.
It should just be nothing. Yeah, but every bracha could say, you know, why this bracha says Melech? Right?
Yeah,
that was his question.
Because Mishpat directly relates to us. Right.
So does Rafua, right. So does Chachma, right. So does...
Is this question only in the Chassima? Because you have Melech
in the Chassima, yeah, in the Chassima.
But I'm saying maybe that helps lessen the question, because since you have it anyway as part of the topic of this bracha, right?
Right. That's
right.
True.
So then maybe it's not as crazy to have that in Chassidus.
Yeah, but you have it in Rofei also.
That's right. So Rofei, you don't know if you're getting it, though. Meaning, like, you may get Rofei, you might not get Rofei. He's going to judge you. I mean, he's going to connect to you. It's not a question.
I think it makes more sense.
I mean, you have to have a Melech. It's not a possibility otherwise. With Rofei or with anything else, you might get Rofei, you may not get Rofei. You don't know if you're
going to have it.
And over here?
And over here, he has to. There's no choice.
I would just say that.
Right, Melech has to give you judgment.
The point of that.
I mean, a Melech has to give you. That's what a Melech does.
That's
what a Melech does.
Like, what's the shaykhus of a Melech to a Rufua? That's like,
right. That's what he's saying. Well, isn't that what the Machsevichi answers somewhat? What does he say?
Yeah, just at the end.
What do you say in the end?
Yeshua Mekol Shana Malchus Mitzvah Mishpat Degabi Mishpat Shayach Lava Malchus Tvei Mishar Brachos.
Yeah, that's what Jeremy is saying, right? That by Mishpat it's more Shayach to say. There's a relationship between the idea of Mishpat and the idea of Malchus.
Oh, yeah.
That's what a Malchus does. That's what like the Rambam, see the Rambam's example, he says, how do you know there's a melech in this land? You ever see that in the Mora? He says, sometimes you can deduce things. Like, how do you know there's a ruler? Because you see, people aren't stealing from each other. Right? Because they know that there's a fear of judgment. So, malchus is, melech is mishpat. What's the pasuk?
Melech the mishpat yamod arts.
Yeah. Yeah. So why? Let's take according to most Rishonim. I mean, according to the Rambam, what's saying? He says even if you said Melech Olei Tzedakah Mishpat, right? The Rambam Perek Yud in Hilchos Tevilah says even if you said Melech Olei Tzedakah Mishpat, you wouldn't be Yotze. You have to say Hamelech Hamishpat. Hamelech Hamishpat. So what's the idea over here? I mean, why all of a sudden this bracha? You have to say Hamelech Hamishpat.
Maybe Tzedakah Mishpat doesn't mean he actually judges.
Like that's true. Player. That's one pshat of there. You saw that the Bach has a pshat of there. Melech Olev Tzedakah Mishpat doesn't just means that he loves the Tzedakah Mishpat. But let's see, you have the Bach.
It's also the second gears, the gears and hesitation. Yeah.
That what?
He said that the Olev Tzedakah Mishpat refers to the fact that he likes when people do Mishpat and whatever it is. It has nothing to do with his judgment.
It has nothing to do with his judgment.
I mean, when it says Ohev Mishpat, does that mean like a system of justice? What does that mean?
One second. He says, Ohev Briyosov Kishayasu Hema Tzedakah Mishpat. That God loves his creatures when they do Tzedakah Mishpat. It's hard to say. I mean, it's a hard interpretation. Kesmish had that too?
Right, that's
what we saw. It's hard to say if that's a pshat in the bracha, because what kind of a... yeah, what kind of a praise is that? I mean, certainly since we're asking for God to do Mishpat.
Aren't we asking for him to set up our judges?
We can do Mishpat. Hashiva Shatini Kvar Hashana. Right.
Well, I understand why you can just simply say that the chasima has to reflect the essence of the bracha, right? And part of the essence of the bracha, I mean, granted, it has maybe a dual essence, like I just pointed out with the, you know, our judges, but right? So we're asking for that. I mean, that's the essence of that makasha. Whereas by Rufa'inu, okay, granted, melech is a component of how refuah is administered, but the essence of that bracha has to do with refuah, so the chasima isn't going to reflect that. Here,
so why do we change it to Amel HaMishpat?
What's the spirit stuck on? Saying Amel HaMishpat is stuck on. Meaning, why can't you...
Right, why what happened to Tzedakah? Amel HaMishpat. Melech Oye Tzedakah Mishpat and Amel HaMishpat. Yes, so the Kesemish says that what? That's more... Melech Oye Tzedakah Mishpat means he... That's how he's manik, the olam, right? And Melech HaMishpat means he is the mishpat.
It completely changes the meaning of the chasim of the bracha completely, because it's not just that he ohev tzedakah mishpat,
right.
It's that he is mishpat. It's a completely different.
He's the source of all mishpat.
It's completely different. Like that's not even like referencing one idea within another. Like, you know, like
what is the other one?
Hamelech HaMishpat versus Hamelech HaKadosh versus Hakadosh. This is completely different.
What does the first one mean? The regular Ohev Tzedakah
Mishpat. He, well, according to what we were saying, it's that he's setting up, you know, like systems of mishpat and systems of tzedakah, right? He allows that system to exist.
You can say that because he is mishpat.
Whatever, it's asha that God loves, right? Tzedakah and mishpat, right? Not that he does tzedakah, it's that he loves it. It's different.
Hamelech HaMishpat is not saying
that tzedakah and mishpat with us. Versus tzedakah and versus mishpat with him. Do you see what I'm saying?
No.
Can anyone explain? You don't?
No, I do.
Oh, can you explain it better than that?
No.
Okay.
Well, it's a question like Kesef Mishnah, whether you're going to focus on Ma'aseh Hashem or whether you're going to focus on God Himself. Right? So HaMelech HaMishpat is not saying that that's the way he leads his creatures in Mishpat. It means Mishpat is Ma'aseh Mishpat is a little different. He's a Melech Ala Mishpat. Right? He's a Melech Ala Mishpat.
But it doesn't even seems to be an attribute of God. It seems to be that the attribute seems to be dependent on attributes of us.
But what's the point? What's the point?
Especially
in the Bakashos. What's the point? The switching. And some hold, as long as you have the word Melech in there, you're okay. Right? Because apparently a lot of the Gerses were just, oh, it's not a Mishpah, it didn't have Melech at all. Yeah.
Then you'd be Yosef B'Yavid.
You'd be Yosef B'Yavid. Yeah, so what do you say? Melech HaMishpat.
Can man view that God is both a Melech HaMishpat and a Melech HaSomething else at the same time? He's capable of the thing. I'm saying, because if God is one, something, are we able to view somebody being, two things at the same time?
That's a good question. I mean, that's why we say that we don't really mean it. We don't really mean it that way.
I'm saying, once you say that, you can mix that stuck up on just by default, saying people can't view him being both something.
Oh, you're working with the stuck up Mishpat?
Yeah,
well, that's true. I'm still trying to understand why we switch it at all. I mean, why switch it at all? What's the imperative of you?
Do they both agree?
If you hold that all year long you say Melech anyway,
right.
I mean, I understand if you're going to say you don't say Melech anyway, fine. Right. I can understand. But if you say Melech anyway all year long, like the Rambam has, why, he holds, if you don't switch it, you're not Yotze.
The Rambam,
yeah.
I mean, if you say that this is really Shavuos when Kaddish Baruch was Yoshev Bedin,
right,
and that's like a time period,
right,
then you're not really addressing Kaddish Baruch correctly. Because it's not that he's always stuck on Mishpat now. Right? It's not just the fact that he wants just on this, because he is Mishpat, which encompasses that also. Meaning it's a more correct statement. Because he is Din now. I mean, it's hard to say, because you don't want to say that he's not Din, last Tuesday when it was Neser and Yeshiva, right? But,
right.
But seemingly, according to how they're viewing it, during these 10 days, he is.
That's you ever see that Rambam in the Parish Shnayis on that Mishnah that we're going to take a look at tomorrow. The four Rosh Hashanahs. The Rambam says the Nistar is the Nigla is very clear that God is Yoshe B'din this time. He says the Nistar is very very hard to understand. How you can say God is judging during this time?
Yeah.
He doesn't explain it. He just says
I'm astonished. It's judging constantly. What's judging
very,
now? What's
very difficult. But
he had such an idea, right? That he's judging now and not, some other time.
Right.
So therefore, it's a more correct statement.
That's true. Because normally you can't be chosim. He's saying normally you can't be chosim more than the bakasha itself.
It might be more correct, but that doesn't mean the other one is incorrect. You should still be yotze if you say.
No, it means it's just the wrong one there now.
Right, that's the old question about their problems. But,
you're not getting everything in. You're not getting the whole idea in if you say melech yotze on mishpat. Because you're not recognizing God as mishpat. It's really like a whole different level, like you were saying before.
It seems that it stems. I mean, Rashi's from that first Rashi. That seems to be that's the approach we're trying to take over here. That because of this time, that God is Mara, is Mishpat. It's a different perception for us, and therefore he's saying that it's going to affect in two ways. It's going to affect the tefillahs in two ways. In the tefillah where we mention Kedushas Hashem, we have to also be cognizant and mention the Malchus in terms of Mishpat. And in the Bakasha, where normally we're limited to being Mishabeach just in terms of the text of the bracha, right? We limit the shevach to the, we have the shevach commensurate exactly to what we're asking for. Over here, because normally you don't have a matir to go past that. But over here, since that is the predominant idea of God that we have, since it's a bracha of mishpat, we can give the full shevach of mishpat. Now we not only say melech oev zadok mishpat, but amelech mishpat. Normally we can't say that.
What's the difference?
One is like Kesef Mishnah says. One is an idea of just Maaseh Hashem, and one is reflecting back on. It does have to do with the Kedushas Hashem.
Isn't that inappropriate in this location?
It is inappropriate normally because it is inappropriate normally because all you're doing is you're mevakesh this thing,
right, which should be limited to Maaseh Hashem,
and it's limited to Maaseh Hashem,
right.
And you can't give a shevach that's greater than you can't just pick a shevach that you want to give.
Okay.
But over here he's saying the matir is, or the imperative is, maybe there's no difference, is that during this time Hashem is Mara Machuso Lishbo Zolam. So even though it's just a bakasha, right, the chasima, normally in terms of bakashas, we don't give a shevach in terms of God himself. We give a shevach in terms of Maaseh Hashem. But over here, since it's the Zman where, what's that?
You touched on something here.
Yeah, what's that?
I'm saying when you refer to him as a melech, you've opened up a box, so to speak,
right,
that you don't ordinarily do when you are giving shevach.
That's correct. Normally you can't jump ahead. You can't jump ahead in shevach. But over here it's not. See, the point is during the rest of the year, It would be jumping ahead, but over here you're not, because that's in front of you. You're not supposed to take. You don't have a right to go to the ultimate to choose a shevach that's greater. In bakasha, the shevach should be in terms of Maaseh Hashem. But and you wouldn't have a right to just choose a greater shevach. But over here you're not, because it's when you think of mishpat, that should be the first thought that comes to your mind during a search mishiva, that is a melech mishpat. Let's see if we can clarify a little bit. But let's go. And tomorrow we'll go into the Rosh Hashanah.
Just a real question. Why didn't you change the chasima in Sotah? Isn't that much going to depend on the Shuvah during the Sotah Shuvah? It's Miskabelas, Yad.